Well, greetings to you in Jesus' name, and thank you again for calling in for the Daily Inspiration. My name is Jody, and I'm looking forward to sharing some things out of God's Word. And again, I want to reemphasize the importance of what we are looking at and reading and listening to. It is the Word of God. And I know I've said this many times before, and it just needs to go way down deep into our hearts, into our minds, that this is not just the writings of a man, not just the writings of a poet or a king or a prophet or any other man, but these are inspired words. They are God's Word, and He saw to it that we would have the privilege of being able to read His Word, to have His Word. And I know that in most parts of the world, there is either very, very little availability of Bible or none at all. And so I would just encourage you to pray as you read God's Word that He'd give you an appreciation for His Word, and that also He would raise up people to be able to get His Word into other languages, other nations, other countries, places that are destitute when it comes to the Word of God, and destitute in many, many ways, but especially because of lack of the Word of God. It's such a privilege. We don't realize how wonderful the Word of God is. And sometimes we take for granted that we have His written Word to us. And it's such a blessing. And so I want to take some time today to just read to you. I'll be reading out of Psalm 57. These are special words that we have in the book of Psalms, and most of this is written by David. There are other writers in there, but like I said before, even though it was a man that put his pen to the paper, it's God that inspired the word. So we have the assurance that this is God's word to us. And He uses this to speak to us and to teach us and to show us examples that we can learn from others. And we can see the things that people have done that were mistakes and avoid them. We can see the things that people did that was great blessing as they obeyed God. And we can also duplicate that. We can apply that into our lives so that we can have the greatest blessing of God to be obedient to Him. And again, I'll read some verses here and then just briefly talk about it. Psalm 57, beginning verse 1. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in Thee. Yea, in the shadow of Thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. Once again, we have... The idea here is that God is a very merciful God, and that we all need the mercy of God because we're all sinners. We have all come short of being a perfect man, of being a perfect disciple and follower of God and Jesus Christ, His Son, and we make mistakes. But we have a merciful God that will be merciful to us as we come to Him, as we confess to Him, as we acknowledge Him. He is merciful, and we see here that we can also trust in Him. With our whole soul is trusting in the Lord. It's with everything within us, trusting in the Lord, and we can trust that whatever calamity we face, that we can take our refuge in Him until the calamity is over. And I know everybody has some sort of calamity or some sort of something they're going through that is difficult, very difficult. But we have the assurance that God is able to take us through by His mercy, and we can take refuge in Him in those times. Now, some calamities and some trials are much greater than others, but it doesn't matter. We can turn to God, our Creator. And I'm going to read verse 2 now. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. And here we have, we can see that we cry unto God. We come unto him, make our request known to him. We let him know about it. We speak to him, and I hope you do that. I hope that when you have things that are difficult for you, situations that don't know exactly what to do, or you're frustrated with, you realize you have the privilege to go to God himself and cry out to him and say, God, I will trust you. Thank you for the privilege of being able to do that. And he will send forth his mercy and his truth. You know, truth is quite a subject in this world we live in. Knows nothing about truth. There's lots of lies and lots of things that are maybe had a little truth in it, but it's a lie, and people thrive on that. People just it comes natural to so many people, and it's not until we come to see that it's God who has the truth. He is truth, and then we find that, yes, there is an absolute truth, and it is in God himself, in Jesus Christ, his Son. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And mankind has been looking for truth for so long, and yet within himself, he doesn't really want to know the truth. It's something that God has to really inspire and stir up inside a man, because a man is, before he comes to God, he struggles with truth. And truth is something that will make us come to a point of decision in our lives and to decide about who God is and what he would have us to do as people created by him. And so I say that to say that that's why a lot of people struggle with truth. Because truth involves God, and so many people don't want to involve God in their lives. In the world we live in, they don't want God in any part of their lives. And so truth cannot exist with them, because God is truth. His way is truth. His word is truth. And he sends forth his mercy and his truth. It's a part of him. And the world despises that. It's kind of a love-hate relationship. Man wants truth, but yet he rejects and despises the truth because it deals with our situation and our reference to God. And that's a scary thing to a lot of people. But when we find the mercy of God, it's not a scary thing. We want the truth of God in our lives. Verse 4 says, my soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me. Into the midst thereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. And here we see that a man that is trusting in the Lord, there are going to be snares, there's going to be pitfalls, there's going to be challenges, difficulties. There'll even be some people in our lives that are trying to bring ruin to us or shame. But let me just encourage you to keep trusting in the Lord. He will take care of it. He says he'll take care of us, and he does. And here we see that men have dug a pit. And they've set up snares. And God sees to it that they themselves are the ones that fall into the pit. And you can read about that in Proverbs as well. If you dig a pit, you'll fall into it. If you roll a stone, it'll roll back on you. God is the one that is the avenger. I'll continue in verse 7. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. And I think there's a real key here that we need to fix our heart. We need to be sure in our heart of our trust in the Lord and sing and give him praise. And when we do, it stimulates within us a hope that we would not otherwise have. Verse 8, awake up, my glory, awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. The last verse, verse 11, says, be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. You know, God, he is almighty God, and there is none like him. The Bible tells us all that we know about God, we've been told through the scriptures, and we can come to him through Jesus Christ, and he reveals himself to us in that way. But it's because we have the scriptures that we can truly find out about who God is and what is he like. And he is exalted above the heavens, above all things he's exalted. And his glory is above the earth. God is magnificent, and he's wonderful, and his mercy endures forever. And he's invited us to partake in his kingdom through Jesus Christ, his son. And that's a wonderful thing for us to meditate on. And today, if you're struggling with, well, maybe God just can't, you know, deal with me. I'm different. Maybe you feel like you've done something to offend that God just wouldn't be interested in you. And I want to just say this. If you bow yourself down before him, as we've just read about, my soul is bowed down. If you do that before God, he sees that broken, contrite spirit. He responds to people that come to him that way. Now, if we come in there saying, we deserve this and we demand that, and well, that's a whole different. If our children came in and said that to us, it would put us in a whole different light as fathers. But when we come to God broken and bowed down, he sees that, and he reaches out to us, and he gives us hope and courage in his mercy, because his mercy is wonderful, and we can experience that, and we learn how to trust him for all things. He'll help you through difficult things. And if you're struggling with having a good relationship with God as a heavenly Father, I want you to just humbly go to him, bow yourself before him, and say, God, you are exalted. Your glory is high above the earth, and I am like the clay, and you're like the potter. Do with me as you will. And I can tell you, you'll find a place with God that'll settle a peace down into your heart. And so if that's you today, I just pray for you that you will experience God's mercy and his grace in your life today. Maybe you know somebody that's like that. Pray for them and encourage them to go to God humbly and to ask him that he would give grace and mercy, that they might have their eyes opened to see the King of Glory. May God bless you as you consider these things today.